The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The 5 at 5 coming up in 15 minutes. We got Bandwagons coming up in 1 hour. Nick and JP back on Afternoon Drive. Am I the only person in America who doesn't care about the FanDuel Sports Network being on Amazon for an added fee?
No, you can join me in that list of people, too.
Now, if they announce the Cavs thing, yeah. But like, even people are mad that they have to pay an add-on fee because it's not part of their Prime thing. I'm like, no, I think I'll take that. Yeah, but I don't really care either way. Like the FanDuel Sportsbook thing, like, and I hate even using that because it's really the Diamond Sports Group that have mucked this all up.
I mean, can I be honest? I know it affects a lot of our listeners, and so you have to give me a better breakdown of it. I have cable. I pay for cable. It's there on my cable. I hate that I pay for cable, but I pay for cable.
Yeah, like there was a big thing, I think, in Detroit. Because this came out this morning, Tony Paul, who's one of the writers up there, put out that they're going to start offering single game subscriptions. I don't think it's a subscription. It's just like you can buy a single game.
Okay, yeah. So like, if the let's put the Cavs in play here, Cavs, yeah. Celtics next week. If that's the one you wanted to watch, yeah. You could pay $9 and watch that game.
So it's $6.99.
Okay.
And everybody was like, "Yeah, $6.99 is too high." You're right, but I think $4.99 a game. Right, because if you think about it, if 6 months of it were $20, $20 a month, it's not. It's going to be higher. But if 6 months of every single game was $20 a month, that's $120 over that time. So you start to think about $6-$7 increments. I mean, the reality is they're just trying to push you to get the full subscription.
Yeah, I wonder how this will affect the teams themselves, because it does make you then you have to be competitive. Because if not, then no one's going to subscribe to your one-off games, and in turn, they're not going to make any money.
So
the deals are going to go down. If you try to tank and try to go through a five-year, we're going to do nothing. Like the Pistons, you bring up Detroit, and I think about the Pistons. They had bad lottery luck, but for 5 years, they've been just a nothing burger of a team. No one cares to watch. There's no Pistons game you're going to even pay the $7 for.
I mean, there will see, but I think that I do think if it's like LeBron in Detroit, you might catch a couple Pistons fans. But I do agree, like, it is a slippery slope. I'd be surprised if teams got much of this money. I think this has been a crux.
It won't be this contract, but the next contract will be based off of what happens in this contract.
Okay, that makes sense. But no, it's funny, man. Like, I guess my thing is, if you don't want to watch a single game, then just don't pay for it. You know what I mean? Like, again, in a way, if they're giving you multiple ways to watch it, and, well, I don't want to pay for cable, well, I don't want to pay $6.99, I mean, listen, if you can't afford it, then I really feel like true empathy for you. But if you just don't want to, I don't know. Like, the whole point for a really long time with baseball specifically,
yeah,
is you just couldn't watch it no matter what you would do. Right? Oh, well, you can have the MLB Network thing, but it's not for the local team because there's local blackouts.
Yeah, the blackouts.
Well, and then this happened, and this happened. You got to jump through this, and you got to have cable. You got to have this. Oh, but this app works for this team in town, but not this one. It does seem like the teams and leagues and networks are starting to come around to, we'll give you 5 ways to watch it. You just have to choose how you want to pay. That does feel more fair, even if it's still is somehow passing the cost on to consumers.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I don't think $7 a game is going to make too many people happy, but at least you're giving them the option.
Not for Detroit teams.
Not for Detroit. I mean, who's gonna do that?
I mean, they are 5-7. JB's got them at 5-7.
They did have that big Lakers win.
That's right. I mean, this is... Some are saying that the 5-7 is like the Cavs 12-0, And the people saying it are members of the Bickerstaff family.
Yeah.
So we had Ross on in the two segments ago, and you asked him something that you and I have talked about off air, but it was about the quality of football this season, the quality of the NFL season we've had. Here's what Ross's answer was.
Here's why I think the product's not as good. I wrote about this. I don't ever remember having this few mediocre teams. There are 11 teams, guys, with 3 wins or less. It's week 11, and 11 teams, more than a third of the league, have 3 wins or less and feel like they're totally out of it. I mean, the only one of those teams, I think, has a prayer is probably the Dolphins. They're 3-6. They've played better since Tua came back. They won Monday night. Their schedule's very favorable coming up. I think I saw somewhere where they have a 25% chance to make the playoffs, but there's also like 10 good teams. There's 3 games this weekend involving 2 of the top 7 teams in my power rank: Commanders, Eagles, Chiefs, Bills, Ravens, Steelers. Like, there's some awesome games this weekend, but there just aren't that many teams in the mix. There's usually like 5 really good teams, 5 really bad teams, and then 25 to 27 teams that are in the mix, in the hunt. Like, you know, the networks will show the in the hunt graphic, and it's like, what? I can't ever remember this early, this many teams and this many fan bases feeling like they're totally out of it. They have no shot. Already talking about next year. It's just wild. It's always about parity. It's always about every team supposed to finish 8-8, you know, now 9-8 or whatever. And yet there's just very, very relatively few teams that are actually in that middle zone.
He did seem to agree with you that it was that this football season isn't the same. And he kind of put it to, it was just the lack of parity across the leagues. We have 10 really good teams, and then we have probably 12 to 13 stinker teams.
Well, he put out 11 3-win teams. That's the number. And last week when we talked about this type of thing, it was like, well, we have 9 2-win teams. You see how we're moving it, you know, week by week? I'm just looking at this as the product on the field. I'm seeing what I'm seeing over the previous 2 weeks. And I don't know, maybe, Nick, maybe we just had a couple bad 1 o'clock slates back-to-back weeks, so it just kind of feels this way. Maybe we have too many field goals because we got records field goals this year. I don't know. Maybe it's too many bad quarterbacks. Maybe the developmental quarterback conversations, a real convo. I don't know what it is, but I know when I watched these games in the previous couple weeks, it hasn't been the same as what it used to be. At least it feels like to me for right now.
So I think Ross is part of the picture. Can I give you the simplest answer?
Yeah, because sometimes Occam's razor, the simplest answer is the right answer.
I think defensive coordinators are just winning this year. I think offense is garbage this year.
It might be. We wondered for a couple years now at what point the defense was going to catch up. And I know early on in the season, a lot of people are looking into that. Like, exactly what you're saying. Like, are the defenses, did they just find a way to get to a spot where they're just better than what the quarterbacks are right now? And we haven't seen that in so many years.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the prevalence of too high safety. I also think you just understand, if you're able to play too high safety, that means you're able to drop more guys in coverage, plus the strategic advantage of what you have. That also means you're probably getting home with 4 pass rushers. And it doesn't matter if you're Mahomes or Jared Goff or Skippy, the backup from that nobody's ever heard of, Tyson Bagent?
Tyson.
Definitely him. It doesn't matter which one of those quarterbacks, the more you can pressure those guys, the more they're going to struggle. It's just that. So I think it's that simple. But the good news is I do think this is cyclical. I don't even know it's going to stay for the rest of the year. Like, I imagine after Thanksgiving, the more you give quarterbacks, like great quarterbacks, like Mahomes, I'm trying to think of the other, like Joe Burrow, I think the more they are going to eat, and I think the more it's going to course correct. But I think where this impacts is the middle of the NFL. Guys like Jared Goff, guys like Baker, who, like, that's who I think it makes look worse, ergo the rest of the offenses look more mundane.
See, I was going for a different answer there, and I like that you kept it to on the field, because clearly there's something different happening on the field. I just wondered, you look around, and the Steelers, for instance, hadn't played a team in the division yet. God bless you. The Bears hadn't played a team in the division quite yet. And I just wondered if it was something to do with the idea, even the Browns, how many division games we have left on the schedule. If just for some whatever reason when they were making the schedules this year, we left so many divisional games in the back half of the season. And so we've had a lot of weird AFC versus NFC matchups early. And those they just don't have the same juice that a lot of people love. Like, watching the Browns play the Giants is just nowhere close to watching the Browns play the Ravens, even if the football is very similar.
Yeah, usually in the NFL, suck versus suck actually turns out to be okay. This year, it just feels extra garbagey. 216-474-0092. I think you and I are in agreement on this one. Is the NFL worse this year? Or does it just feel that way because the Browns are one of the teams that really stink this year? We'll have more on that as the show goes on. But we have the 5 at 5 next on 92.3 The Fan.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.